The white one is superior.
Is use.
The black one is only 3/5 as good.
It says thumb panel.
The other one says USB though too though.
Mm.
Yeah, when you click on it's right there.
It says thumb panel.
Yeah, but click on the thing and it says USB.
Yeah, but it says thumb panel.
But nothing.
Jose, you can never trust the blacks, okay?
You should just stay away from that site.
What's the difference, though?
You must choose.
No, the black one's cheaper.
Black ones are always
see
cheaper.
Why you wouldn't get that one?
Why is this I'm one not. Cheaper?
You know, I can almost tell you just that it's because they have a lot more blacks in stock.
Hello.
Alex, we're having a white and black issue
really,
here.
We're having a conversation now, about a racial marriage.
Alex, pick now. Black or white. Just pick one.
See, pick.
Don't think about it, just pick.
If you had to live with one color for the rest of your life, black or white?
White.
Yeah!
We win again!
but you gotta pay another $20 to get it.
Ustedes lo conocen, el Blanco Papa Diablo, The White.
¡Yay!
Y el Relámpago Negro, Terry.
¡Yay!
¡Cuidado! Ahí viene el autobús Ryan.
¡Yay!
Y baja esos palitos porque el chinito está en la casa, George.
¡Yay!
Y al final, el Papa Chocolate, todos me aman. ¡Yo, José!
¡Yay!
Y bienvenidos al Team Mongoose Podcast número 86.
¡Yay!
That came out pretty good.
Hey.
You did pretty good on that.
That was amazing.
Welcome to the new, what is it called? What's the thing on the remote called?
The podcast.
What, Ryan?
No. Bilingual?
Bilingual, yes, that'll work.
English.
The first bilingual podcast ever.
Oh, and come
but that's the most Spanish you're going to hear.
It's unless bilingual, I start unless putting my hand really in the jar.
Unless you teach everybody what you learned.
Unless you're trying to learn some proper Spanish from this guy right here. Which you shouldn't. That's a bad move. Because you're not going to learn a whole lot. You're going to learn a lot of wrong words. Like...
Or the right words.
Or the
They're
right
all
words.
All the right words.
Very
right.
Right
words. Like,
preach,
te mamo
Terry,
le
preach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No one
Hallelujah.
Got that. So how you guys doing? How you guys been?
I feel like such fatty.
You good. Ate yeah. a lot.
I had a lot. Because I didn't eat anything since, like, lunch today, and I was dying at work.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Stuck yeah, but you ate like a million
Hello.
Things.
Ah, shit. Whitey's here. We have to have an intro for him.
No, we don't.
Oh.
No, okay. He made it
He's
late.
He's too late.
Oh, sucks for you, Whitey.
I just he know he from work.
He wouldn't accept that kind of intro anyway.
Mm.
He wouldn't have.
You're on the wrong podcast, Whitey.
Is it going awfully African?
No, it's going
we went,
brown.
We went more
today.
Brown this time.
We're going south of the border on this
one. Yep.
So we're going, pero domingo, no como domingo,
Portugal, huh?
He did his
own South American way.
There you go. Yeah.
Right, Terry?
Old South America way. Fucking Joe. did you hear there? It is going to be in May.
It's May?
Yeah, it's going to be in May.
Do you know the date?
No, not the date, but it's going to be, they're going to do it in May and it's going to set it up for the movie, but it's going to be in a way so that if the movie doesn't happen, it's not like now it ends, we'll just leave it hanging.
You guys want to talk about what you're talking about?
Arrested Development.
Not really.
Yep, I knew it.
Oh. Mm. Well, yeah. I'm taking the day off whenever it comes out so I can watch the whole season.
Yeah, seriously.
They're saying, though, it's not season four. It's just more episodes.
Which is weird.
I'm kind of scared.
I guess it's supposed to, each episode is supposed to take place from a different person.
No, they changed, I heard they scrubbed that idea.
Nah, that's what it was in the press release. That's what it says. Yeah,
so wait, they're going to have like a last season and then a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, originally they were supposed to just have a movie.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that you get a last season and then you put a movie in there and they got yourself a stew going.
Got yourself a stew going.
Did you watch it finally?
I am one season in.
There you go.
As of today.
Are you liking it?
Finally.
It's all right. I haven't had any moments where I'm fucking laughing.
It'll happen.
I will see. It's the first season. I'll give it a break. I'll watch the whole season. The whole show.
Dude, you can watch that. Season two is so fucking funny.
I'm two or three episodes into season two right now, but Will Arnett is definitely the one keeping me here. he is the saving grace of season one.
Pennies.
You could have this dollar, or you could have 100 pennies.
Who needs $100? You could have
100 pennies.
Well, you only robbed them of $99. Why would they?
He did like what, 40 grand of damage in like 3 hours or something like that? Because he was just running around with a sledgehammer hitting the walls.
He was always playing pool. Take that one out.
It's a good show. I am looking forward to more of it. I've gotten past my Michael Cera hatred. I'm just to the point where, I know that this is where he started.
Why did you hate him so much?
Because he's the same character everywhere. Like, the thing, okay.
But if you look like him, I mean, like, that's all you're going to play, dude. You're not going to play the macho muscle man guy.
If you're an actor, you're going to try to do something else other than that. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a macho man or the wimp. There's other things in between. I'm just saying, he always plays the, depressed kid, the wallflower of the group, And my hatred came from that year where, like, three movies with him came out, and he was the same character in every single one. And
you had to go far on that one.
So I just kind of said, you know what? Fuck this kid. I didn't like Seth Rogen for the longest time either because it's the same reason. He just was everywhere, and he was the same guy in every movie.
He somehow manages to play that character. Even on, like, when the Green Hornet, he still managed to play that
Yeah, he still played it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm past it. I don't hate him anymore. He was born for this role. He was that's what he's good at.
It's blanked working out. For him.
So what you're saying is
what's he good at?
Arrested Development.
I need to watch that. Everyone tells me to fucking
I just wow. started watching
same,
it.
I'm in the same page like I know. That. I just
Jose, I just started watching it. Start watching it with me. So just you'll burn through the first season pretty quick. It's like 23 or 24 episodes.
You'll burn through the whole show pretty quick.
Yeah. But
it's really short.
It's not a bad show to put on in the background, so it's been nice.
So what you're saying is he's not a punk-ass, depressed, whiny little
No, he is. He is.
He definitely is. For an Arrested Development.
But that typecast of him came from this show, so it fits in this show. It works in this show.
I still hate him.
And there's so much shit, too, like everything just compacts onto each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everything. And then, like, it just all starts kind of piecing together. Like,
well, and every now and then, you'll only learn something if you watch the next time or previously.
Yeah.
That's true. I actually, I was skipping that originally, but Baghetto was over today. And he was watching. He loves the show, too. And I was telling him, I was like, I skipped one of them, and I was like, I hate this. I don't like it when shows do this because it spoils the next episode. And he goes, it really doesn't for this show. Just watch it.
Yeah, you have to. Because sometimes, like, there's a point where they'll bring something back from, like, a long time ago. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? They were for serious about that? I'm not going to, like, go into anything because I don't know exactly where you're at. But you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that.
But it is a decent show so far. First seasons of every show is always kind of rough, so I'm fully aware of that. So I'm going to pump through it all and then give you guys an assessment probably next week. Honestly, I'll probably finish it before then.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I think I probably already asked it, but have you been watching the finale wrap up of The Office?
Yes.
How it's just dwindling and just,
I've caught random episodes and it's, nah.
I'm sticking with it. I've been with it for too long. It's,
yeah, me too. I've watched every episode.
Yeah.
I make sure every week we watch it. I thought the Christmas one was good.
I wish it would have just ended with, like, two seasons ago.
I think that this season they're going all out because they don't care, you know, because there's no next season, so they're just doing everything they want to do, and they're just saying fuck it. And I think that has actually revitalized the show. This last season has been more fun to watch than like the last two seasons.
I really enjoyed the season with Robert California.
What?
He was this season with Robert California, especially that episode. Tell me about your greatest erection. I was in tears. In fucking just tears.
He was such a weird character.
He was, but he was just perfect.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I felt like it should have ended with Steve Carell wanting. He was gone. They should have worked around it where it should have been like, they're done. Because, I mean, yeah, the Robert California was good, but
I hope they bring him back for like the next episode or two.
He needs to come back for the like the final goodbye. Yeah. He needs to.
Just to kind of wrap it up. Huh?
I don't know. Did he leave the show on good terms?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just said he was done.
Yeah.
I guess his contract was about to end, and he was like, I'm out, guys, bye.
Yeah, that sucks, though. I mean, after years, I bet he made good money with it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Because if you actually go back and watch, like, season one, Steve Carell, just the person, looks completely different.
Oh, yeah, he looks
like people. Different. Apparently, he got hair plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's 100% true, but his hair is definitely much more thin in the first season. And I don't know if it's just the way they started doing it differently.
I want to say that helped out his like movie. Like he got a lot more cameos and stuff like from The Office. Like that.
Oh, yeah, no, it did. Crazy, it definitely.
Like that crazy character was just awesome.
Well,
like,
Ed Helms too. Ed Helms came from The Office. Like, he was in The Hangover, in season 3 of Office or something, right? I don't know. He was in The Office, and then he was in The Hangover, and then...
I really hate his character in The Office.
Yeah. Andy? Are we talking about Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I've hated him the whole way through.
Really?
Only time I liked him was when he went crazy and punched the wall. He's like, ah!
Yeah.
That was it. I was like, yeah! And then, like, he went back to being, like, a little bitch.
Both times he did that were equally hilarious.
Well, you can make the argument that was when he was still his own character. Like, Leanne was telling me that her and her dad were talking about The Office, about how Andy's current character is a direct replacement of Michael Scott. Like, if you put Steve Carell in Andy's situation, word for word, it's still the same person. Same lines that he would have done in the same, you know, situation.
But Michael would have pulled it off so much better. Like,
Michael would have pulled it off, yeah, that's true.
Like, because I know, like, Andy had, like, racist moments. Like, I remember, like, one of the newer episodes, they were talking about, like, his family owned slaves, something like that. And then I felt like if that was in Michael's place, it would have probably gone along way, way better.
Like, I think it would have gone worse, because Michael would have blown it out of proportion, through the roof.
It would have gone worse, but it would have gone better for the, like, the comedy aspect of the show.
I mean, you remember the prison one where he was, like, wearing the do-rag?
Prison Mike.
Yeah.
Like, prison Mike, don't take no shit. And then there's Date Mike.
My favorite was the reenacting the Chris Rock one. Like, you can't say that word. He's like, I didn't know.
I have the same delivery.
The Office. Too bad it's going, but it's taking too many turns now. Like, it's getting weird.
I'm okay with it.
They were like, this is the last Christmas that we'll have. And I was like, this is the last Christmas we'll have.
You don't even know.
Why would you say that?
And then Christmas was ruined.
Forever.
By The Office.
Thanks, Office. Or NBC.
Womp, womp.
Oh.
Dun dun dun. Fatality.
Yeah, podcast over.
There you go. We just want to talk about Office and some Spanish stuff.
Right, thanks, let's talk about The
Hobbit. Yeah, you saw The Hobbit, finally.
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
I saw it today. Saw it in 3D.
Wait. I'm going to take this next, 5 minutes. I'm going to go make a sandwich because I haven't seen it yet. So you guys talk
about
it.
Make me a sandwich, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. What'd you think, Dwight, now that I've seen it and I can actually get your opinion?
Well, I mean, I voted it movie of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Really? You still think Batman's better?
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. I think you saw it in 3D, though, first, and I think that's a big mistake.
No, the story doesn't change if the 3D.
I understand that, but the feel of the movie changes. Because I've seen it in both. I saw it in 24 frames, and then I saw it in 3D, last week.
With the high frame rate?
Yeah, and it's like watching a Spanish soap opera, and then you do get used to it because it's mm-hmm. just that's all you're seeing. That doesn't make it better. That just means that that's the only thing you're seeing.
It didn't look like a Spanish soap opera. It looked like an HD documentary, like on Discovery Channel on Earth.
How are they any different? They're both high frame rate. They're both the same. Technically speaking, they're both the same. Spanish soap operas are the same as documentaries because documentaries keep their frame rate high because it's a fucking documentary. Soap opera people, I don't understand why they do it. I liked it.
I thought it looked cool. I hope it's the next big thing. I liked it. I'm in. I'm on board.
I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm just saying I still prefer 24 frames.
Those kind of things don't distract me from the story, at all. Well, I watched such bad pirated movies. It's not even funny. Back in the day,
that quality doesn't bother you.
It does now. I need good quality. Better quality is not going to hurt my experience. I had a great time in the movies. I didn't think I would say maybe runner up for movie of the year. But not movie of the year.
I think it's just a lot better than Batman was. Batman
was cheesy.
What was the first one? The second one. Batman or Hobbit?
No, fucking Hobbit.
How is it cheesy?
Come on.
This book's been around for ages.
Come on. So what? You still knew. You knew the little trills on the violins when they were about to hug and when shit was happening. It was
It's a Lord of the Rings movie.
I know. That's the thing. It was a Lord of the Rings movie. That's it. It was kind of cheesy. I knew it was going to happen. I knew they were going to...
You could make the same argument about Batman, that it is cheesy, just in a gritty way. Every scene in Batman is predictable, just as The Hobbit is.
I don't know.
It's the same side of you know, it's the same coin, just different sides of it, you know?
I guess. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was a great movie, and I'm considering going to see it
again. Did you feel that it was long? At all? Because I thought the pacing of the movie was fantastic.
There was one point where I was kind of I kind of thought, man, this movie's been going a while, but I lost that feeling really quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, fuck it, never mind, we got a long ways to go. But I think I felt that because I was worried that it was going to end soon, not that I was impatient with the movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was concerned that they were going to leave me with a cliffhanger at a different point that ended up leaving me with a very small cliffhanger. You know what's going to happen because I've read the book.
Yeah. I actually don't like where they stopped, but the thing is they were already 3 hours in, and it's like, okay, I get it, you have to stop somewhere, you know? But yeah. I was really, I don't know, I don't want to talk about...
They couldn't have dropped him off closer? That's all I'm going to say. Really?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A bunch of fucking assholes. Put me on the front porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. I feel every time in Lord of the Rings. It's like a fucking video game where you have a rocket launcher, but that door's locked.
The
fucking door!
Those fucking birds again, man. It's just... I was listening to something, I forgot what it was, but they were calling it... someone was complaining about how... I think it was actually the Rooster Teeth podcast where they were saying people were complaining about the birds coming back in, calling it lazy writing. Right. But the book has been out for you know, like 1,000 years by now.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I just feel like J.R.R., he's using these birds, these giant birds, to save him at, you know, the most opportune moments. Why not, like, befriend these birds and just be friends with them, you know?
Because
like, use them instead of horses.
Because I think they're kind of a majestic creature, and they're for a necessity. Like, there was no other solution but that.
I would really. It's not so much that I'm complaining about the birds, but rather I would like to know more about them. I want to know their backstory. What's up with the birds?
I'm sure there's writing about it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure you could find something. And that's what I liked about The Hobbit, that there's a lot more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, when I didn't know much about it. I really didn't until maybe a week or two ago. I kind of looked into it, but like, I was like, how's he going to make 3 fucking movies out of The Hobbit? Like.
Well, because he's not just using The Hobbit.
I know. Yeah. He's taking from a bunch of other literature that took place at around the same time and related to a story that fucking what's-his-name wrote, and because he might have just been insane and believed that this place was real.
Yes, come on, it's real. Come on.
Look, they even have a language.
I didn't make it up. I swear.
No, just read this book.
It's in a land called New Zealand. Doesn't exist!
New Zealand! It's crazy!
Magical land called New Zealand. Ooh.
Dude, did you guys get that ad, whoever went and saw it, before the movie started for New Zealand?
Yes, I did. Terry, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Terry, go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Do you not like the Lord of the Rings movies, Terry?
I do, but it's just...
You just haven't gotten around to watching
it. Haven't gone and seen it.
Yeah.
I miss Nemo in theater in 3D because of that.
Wait, what?
I like.
Is that like a sad moment of your life that you missed Finding Nemo in theaters?
Yeah, dude, Sarah and I always go see the 3D movies in theaters together.
All movies are 3D, though.
What?
All movies are 3D now.
No, the Disney movies, like the old ones.
Pixar?
The ones they re-released.
Like, we went and saw Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, like that kind of shit. Mm. We were going to go see Nemo.
Okay.
They put Little Mermaid out. I'll be there, like, right away.
Okay,
let's talk about something else. That Will Smith movie coming out?
Men in Black 4?
No, After Earth?
Wild Wild East?
Oh, Wild Wild East, you say.
You didn't get the preview for that one?
No, I got it. I've seen it. After Earth. In my head, like, the first time watching that, I was like, he's going to say Earth. He's going to say Earth. I was really hoping he wasn't going to say Earth, and then he said Earth, and then I got, like, really depressed.
Why?
Because it's so, like, cliche. It's like, do you know where we are?
Yeah. Everyone knew.
Earth! Ooh, I'm supposed to be scared! But I guess, you know, like, any other name wouldn't have been as terrifying or terrifying even in at all.
Do you know where we are? You're in Splork.
I do really like that monologue he had, though.
Head Splork 72.
Yeah, we're talking about Will Smith now. His movie, After Earth.
Let me tell you.
Gotta talk about the yay.
There's nothing that Will Smith is in that I don't like.
No, there has to be something.
Nope.
Sure, okay. There is something. Right.
Okay. What'd you think of 7 Pounds?
I loved it, but I hated the ending.
I loved it.
No.
Name another one.
Okay.
I thought it was a great movie.
I'm pulling up IMDb here.
Oh snap!
Okay.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the movie.
Beautiful. Great.
Okay, so let's go down chronologically of what's been released, and then further down. Men in Black 3.
I haven't seen it.
It was okay.
It was better than 2. But I liked Will Smith in 2.
Yeah.
But
7 Pounds, we just discussed. Hancock started great, ended terribly. Back half of Hancock was shit.
I loved it. Nigga Superman.
Nigga Superman.
Great premise. It's just the end of it was just dumb. I mean, they can't fucking be together. It's just fucking dumb.
Well, that was the thing.
They couldn't be together.
Maybe just have love.
Could not have love.
I Am Legend was alright.
Oh my, alright.
Hated the ending.
Which ending? The alternative ending or the real
ending? Okay, so wait. So what we've just what we've described so far for Will Smith movies is the endings are terrible. Just
it's
stop.
Great. It's a magical experience, but the ending, not so much.
Just stop.
Okay, I'm gonna wait. Spoiler alert. I'm gonna say, look, he could have fucking threw the grenade and then went into the goddamn tunnel. Okay, he didn't have to sit there like a little bit. He could have kept going. Yeah. Okay, look, the legend could have continued.
If he did that, that's not a legend. Legends have to die.
He would have died later, not there.
He would have been a living legend.
It would have been, I'm a hero. I Am Hero.
It's based off a comic book, though, isn't it?
But,
yeah.
No. It's based off a book about the vampire final solution.
He could have kept going.
Did you read this book with a glass of milk?
He could have kept going. I don't agree.
I thought the ending was great. The only problem I have with the ending is how the fuck did she get out of the city? All the bridges were blown, and she drove a car off the city.
Secret. Movie magic.
A boat car.
Yeah,
Deus Ex Machina bridge. Plot bridge.
Solved.
Plot bridge.
Okay, next one.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
I loved it.
Great movie. Oh my god.
Sad.
I cried. Sad, when he was in that thing. And the subway with his son, I was crying. It was so beautiful.
I pulled an Uncle Ruckus when I saw that one.
Oh god.
Anyway, okay. Go on. Before my
next movie.
Hitch.
Loved it. Great movie.
It was actually
every time it was on, when I had cable and it was on.
It gave hope. It gave hope to people. Yeah. It gave me hope. All right, go next. Go.
He was in Shark Tale. He was the voice of Oscar.
Hilarious.
I didn't see it.
iRobot. I actually really like iRobot.
That was pretty good.
Cliche.
Who doesn't like iRobot?
I might get a 3D TV just to get it when it comes out on 3D.
Ending sucked.
Bad Boys 2.
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Great.
Men in Black 2.
I like
I remember it being good, so I'm going to say good.
Sucked.
Ollie.
Loved it.
What?
Ollie.
Oh.
Muhammad.
Eli.
The skater movie?
Simpsons did it.
I've never saw it. It was too close to home. You know what I mean?
Which one?
I don't know. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that was good.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, next.
Then Wild Wild West.
Funny.
Great movie.
Wild Wild West.
It even had a song to go with it.
Wild Wild West.
When I roll into the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West came out in 1999, guys.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I want to say when he was crying on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I lost it. I stood up and I applauded.
That time
when he was like, Uncle Phil, what about me? No one's going to love me, Phil. And he started busting out crying. Yeah. I was like,
when did this come up?
We'll love you.
Oh, that time where he was
don't
like,
say that.
Well, he wanted him to yell at him, remember?
Okay, Enemy of the State.
I like that movie.
That was a good movie. First Men in Black. That was good.
Independence
Day, yeah.
That was a great one.
Yeah, Independence Day was the next one.
Independence Day was actually Men in Black 0.5. No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
Okay.
Men in Black Beta.
Men in Black Beta.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 6 years of that.
I hated that show. It was terrible. What the
fuck? I loved it. Carlton was great.
First Bad Boys came out in 95, huh?
I love anyone. What?
First Bad Boys came out in 95, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. And I haven't seen any of these other movies that he's been in. Six Degrees of Separation, Made in America, and Where the Day Takes You, and then a TV show called Blossom.
Never heard of those.
Neither have I. But, okay, I retract. I don't hate any of these. I didn't like 7 Pounds really that much. It was just too dragged.
But Will Smith was great in it.
It was great. No, the movie was great, but I just felt like, fuck, I wish the ending could have just...
It's not even the end. It was the whole movie for me that was just kind of bland.
He got shit on the whole time. Like, I wish... I wish he would have had some sort of...
Will Smith. So much more for you, Will.
He was good.
I'm going to go see After.
What?
I'm going to go see After.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's true. I mean, I guess, and that's his son, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
really, really pushing.
I'm gonna make a movie. Who should star against me? My son be the only other living thing in the movie.
Yeah, right. Watch all the animals on Earth have voices.
Dad, hey, I really want to buy a car when I turn 16. Fine, get a job. Bam.
Ooh.
Daddy, give me a job.
Ooh.
So, his son was with him in Pursuit of Happiness.
Yep. His daughter was in I Am Legend.
Yeah. And I think that was it until After Earth, isn't it? I thought he was in more. His son was in more with him. But I guess his son has been doing his own shit, right?
Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Are they going to make a second one for that?
Nothing set in stone yet. Nothing really said, I guess, about Karate Kid 2 with Black Kid number 2.
Damn.
What the fuck? Jaden Smith was in the Justin Bieber movie?
What? There was a Justin Bieber
movie?
That
was a lot. That's a lot of cool points taken away from that kid.
I'm going to kill myself.
Wait for
it's
me.
It's called Justin
because
Bieber.
He was in the movie.
Never Say Never.
That seems a little extreme.
Yeah, well, there
it's
you
pretty
go.
Legit.
Ludacris was in there too. He ain't that cool anymore.
Nah, dude, Ludacris.
What are you trying to say about Ludacris?
Maybe I got to take another look at the Biebs. Like, he got a pretty tight circle.
Maybe the Biebs is going hard.
Maybe the Biebs is the way to go.
Yo, but he can't smoke weed anymore, bro. Girls keep cutting themselves.
Can't smoke weed on camera anymore.
Yeah,
Just stop smoking.
Do it anyway.
Well, fucking pothead.
Whoa. Ryan took it really personal when he did that.
How did the bees betray me like this?
Starts like throwing all the albums across the room, breaking a window. He just goes over his dresser, just swipes it all off. Just like,
Justin, why?
Why? I've lost all faith in music.
I don't think I can believe anymore.
Music is dead to me.
Music is a lie.
Beam doesn't have flag. Who does?
This is just going down a terrible route.
But it's hilarious.
I'm just saying, maybe we should all take a look at the Beams. That's all I'm saying.
No. So, Jason Statham, he did those movies called Transporter, right?
No, I didn't know he was in those.
He got a movie coming out this next year called Parker.
Is that real?
He ain't transporting no more. He's parking.
Yep.
It's no parking.
Can I take your keys?
Sequel to Transporter.
He's a valet.
I do his voice, but I can't.
What?
His voice. I can't do his voice, so I just another voice.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed about it.
He's got that raspy. I don't even know where he's from.
Keys.
What do you think you're doing? Voice.
One of my coworkers can do Jason Statham pretty good.
He's got the Batman voice.
But, like,
sort of
English or something.
Oh, he's just British.
Yeah.
Hello, governor.
What do you think he was?
I don't know. I didn't want to say British and him be something else, you know, like some other shit over there in Europe.
Yeah, that would make Doyle look like an idiot.
Yeah. What if he was French?
He's not.
Yeah, Doyle doesn't
I'm
want to
saying,
like...
I'm saying, what if?
French people.
The transporter.
Yeah, there you go.
We never look at the big.
Le transporter.
Transporter.
We have three rules in my car. Number one, no Americans. Number two, look at my shoes. And number three, everyone buckles.
That was almost like Mr. Popo.
What?
Popo. Popo's but it wasn't Jose.
Popo's a hero.
What would French Popo sound like?
French.
American.
Well, he'd still be smelly.
So there's another Die Hard movie coming out?
Mr. Popo's the blue one, right?
Like in February.
Yes.
Popo is the blue one.
Yes.
Popo is the blue one. He was too blackface. They made him blue.
He was He was called a little black slave. Like, that's horrible.
He's always
he was a genie, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He a genie?
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. magic. They said Popo still is the strongest character in Dragon Ball Universe. He could have killed Boo, but he just chose not to.
He's like, eh. Maybe tomorrow. Why waste my time?
Oh, Ryan, did you see Jack the Giant Slayer?
Yeah.
The Jack and the Beanstalk movie?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I think it's a crazy twist on it. I'm excited to see it.
Crazy.
I don't like the fact that it's sort of a romance.
And it's like a teen romance. Like, those are like children.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still intrigued by it.
What's another one?
The new Oz movie. Oz the Great Powerful with James Franco.
Didn't have that one. Is it animated?
No. Well, it's kind of like a mixture of both, you know? It's like that hyper-realistic deal.
It's CG all over.
Yeah. But, it's James Franco, so. And Mila Kunis.
Yeah. James Franco.
So.
Maybe I'll look that one up.
Yep.
What else?
There you go.
Fucking Star Trek?
Is there a trailer for that yet?
Mine had one. There's two.
We talked about it on a podcast before.
No, there's another one.
I didn't talk about it.
Yeah, it was a podcast. He wasn't here, wasn't it?
No, he was there.
I don't remember talking about the new Star Trek. Because
someone kept linking the videos, and we were doing it in the middle of a podcast.
Oh, it was probably George fucking linking them, and I wasn't clicking them. There's a new Steve Carell movie with Jim Carrey and Olivia Wilde. Incredible Burt Wonderstone. It's like a movie about a magician. Or stage performer or some shit.
A stage musician.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
There's that new
tricks,
movie.
Michael. Tricks of our hookers.
Called This Is the End. Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
Nope.
The vampire movie?
No. It's funny, though. I like it.
That Oblivion movie with Tom Cruise.
The what?
Nothing? Oblivion with Tom Cruise? The trailers have been everywhere.
Nope.
Interesting.
I've seen a poster for it.
I've seen it, man.
I don't know. He's like, it's another one of those like post-apocalyptic Earth movies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How many of those are coming out this year?
They've been coming out fucking every year. Like, forever, it seems like.
This Is the End is also a post-apocalyptic one.
Yeah, well, this one's, like, it's from, like, a war with, like, some other race of people, and, like, Earth is all fucked up, and they're, like, repairing drones or something, and then, like, he discovers Morgan Freeman's like been living underground, like, the whole time, and...
I bet he's still black as fuck.
He is.
I bet he still sounds like Morgan Freeman.
He does.
He always will.
You guys are going to like this, though. His character's name is Malcolm Beach. B-E-E-C-H. Malcolm Beach.
I like it. Strong name.
With Morgan Freeman saying it, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be pretty strong.
Just the end, it's just literally the people that accept Rogan and all these other guys.
I can tell just from this poster or whatever, the cover art, that this is just going to be one of those.
They're literally playing themselves.
Hot tub time machine.
I don't even care.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like it's going to be one of those types of movies. Like the plot doesn't really matter.
How do I get in contact with you? You find me. That sounds like a lot of work.
What?
That just reminds me of that episode of South Park where Token's the only one that's laughing entirely.
I like giving him a dollar.
He's just like, money. Oh, God damn it.
He starts giving him money, throwing it.
Please stop. I'm going to watch this trailer.
Comes out in June, huh?
Yes.
Hmm.
Is that what you want to hear?
I like the red band trailer. If you guys want to check that
I like it. Emma Watson's in it, so I might need to go see this movie. I like that Jay Baruchel, Baruchel kid. I like him. Ah, oh, Michael Cera's in it.
If you watch the trailer, you find out that he's already dead.
Go. Oh. The what thing is that we're doing an audio podcast right now, George. Oh, no. Yeah, I saw the, I saw this. Is this, are they just in this basement all the time?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, the back half of it is actually about the movie. But I've seen this one where they were just, like, in the bunker or whatever the whole time.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Oh, Kevin Hart's in it.
Nice. Oh,
and Aziz Ansari.
Eh.
All right, we're going to go see the movie then.
Yeah, that's still the stew going.
Yeah, you get yourself a stew going. Hey, you want to do a good movie, you get Kevin Hart and Aziz Ansari in there, and you get yourself a stew going.
Okay.
Don't throw out that bone, there's a bunch of meat still on there. You take this home, and you put it in a pot full of broth, and you get yourself a stew going. I like how he took the bone away from him, too, and he was just, like, holding it on, like, the whole time as he was talking to him.
I like when Buster goes over to Lucille 2's house later on, and Karl Rove's in there, and he gets all fitted, like, well, what are you doing here? Oh, we ain't doing anything, we just got a stew going.
You got yourself a stew going.
I love that show.
Iron Man 3, May 3rd.
Iron Man Trace.
Iron Man 3. 4.
They're going dark with it.
Yeah.
Of course, Don Cheadle's still there. Huh? No?
I'm happy with it. Okay. That's going to go dark.
I'm just saying, they're going dark.
I just flew over his head.
I mean, we got a racist and a Jose here. I thought that would have scored more brownie points, but nope.
I'm not really paying attention.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not listening to you guys.
Oh, I had a Superman preview, that's what I had.
I'm sorry, did I miss my cue for something?
Yes,
no,
you blew it. God damn it.
Yeah.
We need better code words for this.
The new Superman movie does look alright.
I don't care for Superman.
See, that's the thing I thought too, Terry.
Yeah,
but, like, you see
I don't
the
really care
like,
about Superman.
Like, I heard the trailer was out, you know, it was like Man of Steel, you know, and I knew the trailer was out, it was on Machinima or whatever. I just. But then I went to The Hobbit and it was a trailer that came up and, you know, you watch it.
Well, it looks good, but so did the other Man of Steel.
Well, that's
great.
What I'm saying. It's like I'm still hesitant about it, but it does look better. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm worried too, but anything like, DC I can get hands on, I'll watch.
But like the last time, like the one that it was, I forgot the title of it. The one that like they shot a gun at him, then the bullet like hit his eye, and you saw it go. Like I was like, oh my god, this movie's gonna be great. And then that movie was just a turd. For you paid for a $7 turd, and that was it.
They spent the whole budget on that.
My brother
effect.
And I went and saw it at 10:15 when it came out. Like the it wasn't a midnight release; they released it all at the same time. Like if you were in California, it would have been 9:15. Like everybody watched it once instead of doing like midnight releases in your time zone. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
I will never forget Spider-Man 3.
So, did it rape you?
Like, how terrible it was?
Yeah, I went there midnight release, like, we burned our tickets from the theater. We're like, fuck this! Burn the place! Uh-huh.
You think I would have learned when I went to the midnight release of 2 to not do it again. But
2 wasn't that bad, like.
Two was good.
I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to probably regret it, but I went to the wrong theater for 3, just like I did for Transformers, the first one. I went to Stockton. I know. I forget every
time.
There
was a lot of standing up and talking at the screen. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes. I know it's terrible, and I'm not you. I'm not that racist, but in the movies, man.
I just said a description, okay?
Guy comes up to start to tell us, like, it's a midnight release, you know, it's a full house, everybody please be quiet. All right, everybody, and everybody just starts clapping. Yeah! Woo! Oh, my fucking God, what have I done? I should have gone to Modesto.
No one to blame but yourself.
You know, I did it twice.
I don't know. I was telling myself, with fucking Venom as a character, you can't fuck it up. And God damn it.
They did.
God damn it. Did they prove me wrong?
They screwed up so much lore in the Marvel Universe.
Dude. Look out for bells.
Well, that's actually a thing.
Yeah, like, that was a thing.
After he finds out to do it from the Fantastic Four, he doesn't like, oh my
god. Where are they at?
I love bells.
Where are those lazy motherfuckers?
They made a terrible movie and they don't even want to try to reboot.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't know if that's true, but...
It could be.
It was a pretty good movie. The Silver Shepherd part when he like ate the missile was pretty cool.
Wow, that movie was so cool.
That shit blew my mind, alright? That I was like, alright, this movie's not bad.
How high were you when you watched the movie?
Did he just do that in real life?
Very.
Did you guys see that? Okay, he ate a missile.
He ate a missile.
It wasn't bad though. Like I wasn't mad at the Doctor Doom character. I was like, yeah, it's good.
Okay, I have to admit, I love that actor. I don't know why he's not in more shit. Like he was in that that Nip Tuck show. The only reason I watched it was because I liked him. And then I stopped watching it after one season because I was like, this show's stupid. But
yeah, I saw one episode of that show and I was like, what?
Duh.
No. No.
Have you guys seen True Blood?
No.
No.
I hear it's all right.
I hear it's all right from the wrong people.
It's better than Twilight, but it's a porno.
Oh, good.
It's a porno.
That already
I'll say that's a pretty low bar.
Kind of like getting a dick in your mouth. It's not as bad as getting in your ass. But,
it's like, you know, a Twilight porno.
Well, you know, if you get it in your mouth, you taste that shit, you know? You get in the butt, you can at least shit yourself.
What? that's the best way of protecting itself. It poops it out.
It's so hard. Either way, it's awful.
At least you can poop
it out.
The
point I'm trying to make is that you want either one.
Yeah. Either scenario is still not ideal.
Well, no, but, you know, I'd rather poop on it than taste it.
I'd rather not be in that situation where I have to choose. I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
Well, what if, Terry? What if?
There's no what if there.
What if Jose
point am I going to be forced
with a gun, pistol whipped you, and just said you got a choice? Do you see you have a choice? Do you see?
Oh, the things that goes on in Whitey's mind.
My God. I have a sick
system. You see.
Oh, I see. The places I have been. Do you see?
Yes, I see.
But do you see?
So, World War Z is coming out, too. Has anybody read that book?
Post-apocalyptic movie number 75.
Well, it's about zombies.
I gather.
Well,
I didn't read it.
Apparently, it's supposed to be like the best zombie book ever. Oh. But yeah. Supposed to be.
Same.
Hmm. I don't know
a lot of zombie books.
Yeah, I brought it up to see if any of you actually have read it.
Nope.
I don't really care about it, because I'm sort of over the zombie thing.
Yep.
Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, Kick-Ass 2's coming?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm over the zombie.
Kick-Ass was great, so I hope this goes in the right direction.
The Lone Ranger actually looked pretty good.
They filmed that
Johnny
here.
Depp. They filmed that there? New Mexico? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
There's tons of people that
we got Johnny Depp in it! I got Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp! Yep. It's the whole movie looks green screen though.
No, they did it out in the desert.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they did that for like the floor, but like their trailer, like there's just like there's so much shit happening in the background and stuff. It's
look at me.
Do you see?
Do you see?
Ryan's gonna see. Oh, he'll see.
Despicable Me 2 also comes out. I like the first one. That was pretty good.
Still haven't seen it.
Steve Carell's in it again, and this time it's Al Pacino.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Senor Pacino.
Senor Pacino.
Oh my.
I bet Pacino got some hamburgers.
Pacino. G Pacino got all the hamburgers.
Another right. Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Like a, I'm okay with that.
Like, yeah. Is it like a sequel to the other one?
I don't know. I'm asking the wrong question.
I'm asking the wrong question. Is it what's his face?
I forgot his Hugh name, Jackman, right? Yes.
Okay, all right. That's all I care about. I don't
know. He needs to stay as the Wolverine.
The only thing info about it is it says Wolverine travels to Japan to train with the samurai warrior.
Oh,
that's it.
That's good, dude.
After the third movie, though.
Come back, George.
Come back.
That's good. That means he's gonna meet up with the samurai, Silver Samurai.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Oh,
that's a
rah, Ravagan. Rah, rah.
Come on, Jose.
Is that a thing?
No one knows those references.
Jose should.
Nobody plays the games here.
Jose should. Come on, man. Marvel. Come on.
You don't know.
Only two of that would understand. And I barely understood that.
I get you, Whitey.
Oh, God, George.
Oh, whoa.
George, go away.
I'm with you, Whitey. Forever and forever.
What happened?
You're way too loud again, man. Terrible. Go back into music mode or whatever you're at. Jesus Christ.
Hello?
I apologize to everybody that probably destroyed your earphones.
they're fucked.
You're still pretty loud.
Sorry. How about now?
Nope. Now you just sound like an idiot.
Put the mic on your table and just look away from it. That's it. Then maybe it'll work.
I have a headset on.
Put it away. Put it on the table and look away.
How about now?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Better. Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, they might put fucking Silver. Wait, yeah, look right here. It says it. Hugh Jackman, who plays Wolverine in the X-Men film, confirmed that Silver Samurai will be the main antagonist in the upcoming film Wolverine. The Wolverine, that's what it's called. So Silver Samurai's in. Oh, wow, the fucking box art post looks badass.
Yeah. Link.
I'll just show you this.
What the hell? Emma Watson is in the.
She could be in whatever she wants to be, dude. That.
Yeah.
Wait, Emma Watson did what?
She's doing movies still.
She's in the end movie with Seth Rogen and all these guys.
Yeah.
Does she
get Rogen?
I say that.
It's pronounced.
Seth I'm definitely Roche. Going.
Oh wow! They already got a set day for the next Hobbit movie, December 13th of next year.
Yeah, they have all 3 days. They have all 3 days, I think, set.
Interesting.
That's not that interesting.
It was a little bit. And then Anchorman comes out this December.
I heard their set got ripped off.
It got robbed.
Yeah. Someone stole all the wiring from this.
Yeah, they stole all the wiring, like $300,000 of wiring or something.
Wait, for what?
The Anchorman?
Anchorman 2.
Or just Anchorman.
What?
It's called Anchorman, The Legend Continues.
So they got pushed back because they got robbed?
They got robbed,
It's not, they didn't say anything about getting pushed back. It's just the set got robbed.
Yeah. How shitty is that?
Yeah. Who steals wires?
who steals wires?
Yeah, dude, those wires are expensive, man. Fucking shit to plastic.
That's no joke, but still. Like, how do you move wires?
Check it out the junkyard.
No, you wouldn't get the money for it. Like, they're specialty wires. Like, the wires that you would steal if you were to steal wires would be specialty wires. And the junkyard would just be like, these are fucking wires. Here's $5. Get out of here.
Well, you strip them. Strip them, get the copper, and...
Yeah, and you weigh the wire.
I bet some random janitor just spilled, like, water all over them. He's like, fuck.
He tried to clean it up again, making it...
Water doesn't ruin the wires.
Because, he threw them away.
He doesn't know that. He's a janitor, Dwight.
I think you're making too many assumptions about this janitor.
I think you're making too few.
What if we're talking about another...
I just want to say, if the janitor was there, he was Mexican because he was asleep on the job. And let them leave with wire.
It was probably beer, so he was trying to clean up the smell.
He's like, oh no, they're gonna know. Where did the wire go? Oh, they took it.
a bunch of black people came in and they took it. They put a gun to my face and I said, yo, you could take all the wire I want, man.
There you go, Dwight. Mystery solved.
We need to call the authorities on this one. We got this one wrapped up.
Open and shut case, Johnson.
Detectors sitting on their asses over there. We got screwed up.
Pin it on the janitor.
Case knew it all along.
He was an accomplice.
There you go.
You're welcome, Paramount, whoever's doing the movie.
You're welcome, Ron Burgundy.
Save you thousands of dollars.
How did they know my secret?
Oh, Mexicans.
Where were they filming that again? It wasn't Hollywood.
Mexico.
Likely story.
It was New Mexico, maybe. I don't know.
A lot of movies are filmed here.
Yeah. You dumb.
People here, I'm from California, like, oh, you've seen a bunch of movies? You know movie stars? And I'm like, no.
See more here than...
See more here. Yeah, I saw, like, that show In Plain Sight. Like, they filmed that, and I, like, had to go around that shit every day. Like, had to find a different way to work every day because of that fucking shit. Breaking Bad's everywhere. We saw Lone Ranger getting filmed. That one scary movie with Colin Farrell that came out last year.
They're all scary.
They film Burn Notice at FIU.
Yeah, Burn Notice. No, yeah, Burn Notice.
Iron Man 3 is getting filmed in Miami, or a scene of it's getting in Miami. Mm-hmm. They already did it, though, from what I heard.
Yeah.
Terry and I would be here for hours telling you, listing all the movies that get filmed here.
All the movies.
So we won't even bother, but you guys continue with this
cute little discussion of yours.
Yes.
We have movies.
Continue Iron Man in Miami, you said.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. They're filming the rest of it here.
Yeah. I'm renting my backyard to Robert Downey Jr.'s hairstylist.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. She gets the whole backyard.
She was very demanding. She's
good. They want to keep her on.
She's very good, but not a good person.
No.
Well, Wolverine's getting filmed in Sydney. That's what I found out. The Wolverine movie's being filmed in Sydney.
She's the reason I've been sick for so long. I'm fucking hairspray, man.
God, I gotta go see this movie. I'm gonna go see Day One, fucking Wolverine. I need to.
I heard someone's getting paid in tacos.
What?
I don't know.
What is this job?
How do I get stuff?
Where can I apply?
Hey, wait. Is Wolverine in 3D?
Probably. That seems to be the trend.
I'm all about that 3D.
Really? You're the only person I've ever talked to who actually, like, actively watches movies in 3D.
I was against it when it first came out. Like, it took me a long time to see a 3D movie. And then when I saw, it was Toy Story 3.
Weren't even, like, true 3D. Yeah,
Toy Story 3, I saw 3D.
Avatar was the first true 3D.
Yeah, that was after Avatar. I was on my mission when Avatar came out. I didn't see Avatar until it was on DVD. And I didn't like it one bit.
The 3D was really good, compared to other stuff at the time.
It's coming back to theaters, I guess, in 3D.
Good for it.
But no, I love it now. Like, if I get the chance to see a movie in 3D, I'll do it. Especially now that I have my little clip-ons that I bought. They clip onto my glasses, so I don't have to, like, squint while I'm watching a 3D movie, which always sucks. So, I like it. Sue me. I want a 3D TV.
Ryan, I would never sue you.
I have a 3D TV. It's all right.
Do you like it?
It's all right.
It's all right.
My new laptop has a 3D monitor, but I don't have glasses. And I don't feel like paying $90 for two of them.
Why don't you just get the... Go watch a 3D movie.
No, it's not the same. These are active glasses. Those are passive.
I have active ones. You gotta charge them.
Yeah,
I don't want the active ones.
What do they? Yeah, I don't understand what they do exactly.
active versus passive ones?
Well,
yeah, I never got.
What is active then? What does active do that needs batteries for?
Well, it needs to activate with power.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah, shut up. This is technology. Well, then
couldn't
Terry.
You just take the regular glasses and tape some batteries onto it?
No, dummy, because they'd fall out. How am I supposed to
know? No, because they stole all the wires.
Yeah.
I don't have tape that strong.
Look, you better find some tape. Then you can use your 3D bullshit on your laptop.
So have you guys heard about this whole thing that Microsoft's working on with their 3D gaming, but it's going to be on the walls and shit? Projecting games?
I think I saw the article title or whatever. I didn't really read it, though.
It looks pretty fucking cool.
It looks interesting.
Tape. We're great in my room right now. It's only a white wall right behind my TV.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be nice for you.
It would be. Thanks.
How great for you, Ryan.
It is great for me.
That's all we talk about anymore.
Good. Whatever. What else do you want to talk about me?
Hey, what would it be like if some of the people that listen to this wrote in to ask us questions?
Oh, yeah, we should do that, the Twitter question thing again, because people really like that.
Do it right now. Go.
Yeah.
Go, make it happen.
See how many people were begging us to do Twitter questions over
the live. Jose, you do it in Spanish. Go.
It's hard for me to separate that.
The Spanish viewers don't have internet. That's theirs, so they wouldn't be able to read it.
That's theirs. They
take it from their neighbor's casa. Little wiring man.
Neighbor's casa. Pa la casa. Andale. Why do I know that?
PD Gonzalez.
Because you secretly wish you were Spanish.
Back on my mission.
Why do you wish to see us being fantastic?
I think you guys just gave me cancer with that thought.
Freddy wants to be a beaner.
Do you see? I have cancer. Do you see?
Give it a few months, then we'll be able to see.
Should I get an H?
What? I used to steal people's Wi-Fi to play WoW.
Attaboy.
When I was on vacation, we had to wait till this dude went to bed because his Wi-Fi was too slow without it. Because he was like, yeah, Mr.
Hey, what? Would you say you were using their Wi-Fi?
No.
Now say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Dijiste que estabas.
Jose.
I want Terry to say it. Terry's bilingual. What?
I don't know how to say
it. If they put out a Warcraft 2, I'll get it. I'll play hardcore with you.
All right, bro.
I don't have the money.
That'll be like 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have the money to be buying all these expansions and shit again.
You should have waited. What? You know, how cheap they were, on Black Friday? This is, and digital. You didn't have to do anything. It was on the website. I think you could have got the whole WoW, all the collectors and all the crap, all the collection, for $60.
$2.
The Battle Chest was $20, and Wrath of Lich King was $10, and Kata was $10, and then Mist was a chunk off.
I'm just going to play it without
$1. I bought them.
And actually, the Battle Chest now includes Wrath. So now it's even cheaper.
$2.
You know, Jose? I'm going to play Vanilla World of Warcraft.
You should, dude. Vanilla's where it's at.
Fuck that.
Can you? On private servers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I used to play.
Servers are terrible.
Dude, they're getting better. Actually, they're better now, Terry. They're better from our days of fucking spells that were broken and shit that didn't work right.
I remember that shit on private. We would join that once we get to go into the readme and change your shit so you can go play, and it was
that's how the private servers work. I mean, you got in the readme, change the
1,000 times XP, and you could get to the level. What was it back then?
Depends. Max? 60 was vanilla. 70 BC, 80 Wrath, 85 Kata, and then 90
Mark. I remember playing to 60, maybe 70. I think I started, and you could get there in 3 hours of just hardcore grinding.
I miss private server WoW. That was just dumb.
It was stupid.
Fun.
It was a fun day to do. A fun thing to do for a day.
Did you ever come out? Did you ever do it at TJ?
No.
Ah, man, we had some fucking
I've still yet to ever touch World of Warcraft.
Which is surprising. Because I feel like you would have liked it back
in the day. No, if Whitey touched it, like, I think Whitey would be with me right now rating.
I don't.
You know what the thing is? Whitey didn't want to play it because of all of our constant, hey, let's play this MMO. And then we play for like 5 minutes, and then Whitey likes it, just like Fliff, and then we're all gone.
But I still play it.
That's why I'm never buying another MMO
Bootsy
again.
Yeah, Bootsy always sticks it out, though.
He stays out till like the end, and all of us are like, oh, we're done.
You guys have been gone for like 4 months, and I'm still playing.
Hey, I was there with you. I made it. I made it to Blade.
Yes, he's a trooper. He made it to Class
Chain. And then one day, Whitey, Dwight and Terry get bored, so they just stay up all night, and they pass you in level, even though you've been playing for months on end.
Exactly.
It's just not fair.
Except on Fliff.
We're just really good at games.
No one's passing Bootsy on that game.
Fliff, you could spend the whole day and maybe get 2%.
Yeah, if you'd get maybe like a whole 5% from like grinding from like 8 in the morning to like 2 in the morning.
Okay, well, excluding that game, that always happens.
That game was awful.
That game was great.
Wait, we're still talking about Fliff?
Yeah.
Game was actually awful.
The other one who stayed with him was Andy. Andy.
Can we stop talking about Fliff? Can we move on?
No.
MMO?
No.
How about that Mabinogi?
No. Remember that time?
I still tell Whitey all the time, play WoW with me.
I remember when we played Mabinogi, and we were all running around naked as Indians.
Naked little boys.
Just... Actually, my most memorable moment of that game is just me and Jose running around, and then he just goes up to this little black kid, and he's just like, play me the song of your people. And he busted out every fancy tune.
Damn, he played a really good song that day.
Yeah. He's just like, play me the song of your people. And it was like drunk.
We had the Angry Video Game Nerd. Yep. We had the Angry Video Game Nerd song. Like, if you pull the loot out, it had like songs you could just copy-paste and shit.
Yep.
That game was fun.
Yeah. From time to time, with my girlfriend, I actually still play Vindictus.
We know.
That exists. That's still alive?
Yeah.
Look at you.
There's actually like three whole new characters now.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll join in to get
Is
new characters.
Is the Archer out?
Archer's been out, man. My Archer's like level 71-2 already.
Archer.
I wanted to play the Archer.
Basically, he breaks the game. It's so awesome.
Is he good?
I thought the mage broke the game. that stupid shield.
He only breaks the game like at like level 55 because you can max out a skill that like lets you target every boss's weak point and you like instantly flinch them. And then when they're flinched, he like throws a chain on the boss's head, grapples up, swings around and over his neck up top, and shoots a charged arrow down into his skull.
I like it.
Much.
And okay, not to change the topic from the lovely game of Vindictus,
but you're gonna do it anyway.
I'm gonna do it anyways because we got some podcast questions.
Already?
Yeah.
Look at that!
Welcome to 4,000 Twitter followers, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm only 800.
I passed 4,000 today. I'm really happy.
I passed you, Jose. 9:15.
God damn.
You think you're special?
I am.
Fuck. I've got 127.
Well, after you.
Okay, so first question is from Justin. How excited are you for the new Justin Timberlake album?
I didn't know there was.
It wasn't from JT himself.
You know, Justin was not JT, who I love and respect. I didn't know there was a new album, but I'm going to go look into it right now.
There you go. He has good producers.
That's how you get around in the world. You need good producers.
Emily asks, if a velociraptor got into a fight with a rhinoceros, who would win?
Velociraptor.
Jesus.
A velociraptor is small, though, and a rhinoceros has very thick skin.
Wait, what could
Velociraptors
fight in packs, so...
I'm saying rhino.
It's a single velociraptor. She didn't say velociraptor.
Yeah. All right, call the guy as the deadliest warrior. We got a new one for him.
They do people.
Doing animals now.
They're doing velociraptors this time. I want to see the experts. I want to see who the experts on these animals are.
Right.
We need Mac to get down on this one. The weapons the velociraptor contains. One big, thick toenail.
I mean, a rhinoceros. Okay, all right,
What? What, Ryan?
What's next? Oh, what's next on our agenda of questions?
Okay, we're just not going to answer that one. Sherlock, run down now from Austin.
I
assume he's talking about the show Sherlock. It's fantastic. There you go.
Oh, don't tell me, though. I'm going to watch it still. It's on my list.
I know. Watch it. Ryan, just watch it. Just watch the first episode. There's only six. They're like 2 hours long, but they're fantastic.
Is it over?
The first two seasons are. Third season comes back next year.
The one on, it's like NBC's
Booster,
pretty
right?
good.
The seasons are just, the seasons are just whatever the fuck they want to do.
It's BBC. You know. God damn. But it's written really nice. It's fantastic. It really is. I was actually watching it earlier today.
Has anyone seen the English one? The US one, Elementary?
I've seen it. I don't care for it.
Like with,
really?
With it's female, not that good.
I like
the
it.
I only
Watson?
Saw the first episode. And it was
with the female Watson.
Well.
No, I haven't tried it out yet.
I wish America would stop doing that. Like, taking shows from, you know...
Well, they
BBC.
Do it with us, too.
What? What show?
Fucking... I just saw it, too.
Yeah.
They do it.
Hold on. Some people overseas, tell us. Let us know.
We do it more with their stuff, definitely, but...
Yeah.
They do it with ours.
And there's a Law and Order.
They have Law and Order.
Yep.
They did. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Canada has Canadian. Canada's Got Talent.
Yeah, every country has their own little talent show thing.
Yeah, that we got that from them though.
Oh. No, we got Simon Cowell from them.
Yeah, no, we had
Simon Cowell brought all that shit over.
We had Star Search years and years before, where they discovered like Justin Timberlake and people like that. Okay, hold on. This is crazy shit.
They discovered Justin from the Disney show.
Emily wrote. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of somebody else that was a singer on that show. But anyway, Emily wrote, on a scale from 1 to Wolverine, how much of a wimp are you when it comes to pain? But how did
you
she know we were
skipped,
talking
like,
about Wolverine?
Five questions, man.
How did she know we were talking about Wolverine?
Maybe she knew. Like, she felt it.
She didn't. She just said 1 to Wolverine, because she could be talking about the animal.
She capitalized the W,
so she's obviously talking about.
I'm great with pain.
Could just be saying that because Wolverine can regenerate and take a lot of pain. That's like the highest level.
Listen, we're all dudes, so compared to women, we're just bunches of bitches. Yes. It's scientifically proven that women can withstand more pain.
Getting kicked in the balls is twice as much pain as having a baby.
It depends on how hard you're kicked.
That's true.
I've been kicked fucking with like steel toe boots hard, okay?
All right, look, did your balls go in your fucking stomach?
They do every time. You fucking, the wind blows too hard and your balls go in your stomach, man.
Hey, we're not talking about balls and we're not comparing the sexes. You just want to know how much of a wimp we are.
I'm here as a wimp.
I would say Caterpie. I'd be a Caterpie.
I don't even feel heat in my right hand because I burn it off by holding hot rocks out of a fire. Sup?
Ryan, that's really not something to brag about. Your hands also swell up when it's too cold outside.
Why you gotta bring that shit up all the time? Like, why can't you just let that live?
You bring it up more often than we do.
I'm getting hurt on a regular, so I'm going with pain.
Jose gets burned all the time.
Yeah, dude, I got like new ones already. They're crazy. You gotta see them.
Dude, I sliced my like the top of my finger off and just put a Band-Aid on it.
Ask Alex when I sliced my finger. I cut off a huge chunk.
I just stapled my hand to my desk.
Called me after that.
I sliced a piece of my pinky off with a cigar.
I was like, look at that. I cut my finger.
I'll sit on my hand right now.
Yeah.
What's that?
It might even go numb.
Maybe.
when your circulation goes back.
I will say it's
exactly.
Well, an old stranger.
When it comes to getting zits popped, I'm a wimp. That shit hurts.
Oh, I'm great at that. I'm like,
yeah. I could handle impaling myself, getting cut or like anything burned. But it's like pop a pimple. I'm like,
it's that crazy like it's that pop hurt. It's a traditional like ah.
The pop feels great, but that like when you're pushing on it to get it, you're like, and Sarah loves to do it. I don't know what her problem is.
I remember that from high school.
Hey,
yeah,
talking about popping pimples.
I know.
The worst,
right?
The worst one is the one under the nose, like in the back.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
right where you're
from. Anyways, we're going to move on because this is just the worst conversation ever.
All right, so in the end, some of us are good with pain, some of us aren't. The end.
Yeah. Some of us are good with pain and not
but
good
we're
with
all bitches.
Yes.
Pain makes me laugh.
My tongue without throwing it.
Shut up, George.
Matthew asks, who in the group would you kill, marry, and avoid?
Kill is Mary, that for like...
Avoid. I would kill Jose.
An and or an
I would
or.
Marry Pagetta. And I would
the
avoid...
Not, the game is not kill, marry, and avoid. It's kill, marry, and fuck. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just...
But I think he may have changed it.
Yeah, to make it a little more comfortable.
Okay, so in the group?
In the group.
Oh, I'd marry Terry.
Oh, marry Buff Kill. I know this one.
I would marry Terry too, man. That's... Terry would take care of you.
You gotta put a ring on
I'm this. Marry Pagetta. He seems very snuggly.
Make sure you don't let me give away.
I'd have to just...
I would get a bigger ring for Terry than all of you.
I would buy
and
I would,
some nice shoes.
All right.
I would work... No, I would work two jobs.
Let's do this.
The black man working two
wait
jobs.
Wait a minute. Wait this a minute.
Our own bachelor on Humongous.
I would work three jobs for him and give him a big-ass ring. I work three jobs for Terry.
You're never going to see him then.
That's all right. I'll take care of him, though, okay? That's all you got to know. When Terry's in me, he knows he's being taken care of.
While you're out working, huh?
Terry, I got the money right now. I'll go buy you a ring.
He's done it before. You can do it again.
I don't need to go work no three. I don't need to go work three jobs. You don't have to not see me, baby. I'll always be there.
I work two jobs so my baby could be comfortable. How about that?
I work one job so my
baby
can
grow
be comfortable.
Without a daddy.
I would just.
I'm not no Mexican. I don't need to wash dishes. I don't need to be a janitor. Like, doing two jobs. Okay?
Why are you saying need? Like, they need to be those.
Well, somebody has to do
I don't
it.
Need to be those.
Like, a mixed requirement. If you're Mexican, you need two jobs. You just need it.
You need two jobs. God knows you have to work graveyard.
It's true. It really is.
Best.
Like, every... Like, I think that's fact. Every Mexican at my job.
I'm not a piece of meat, all right?
All right, who would you kill?
Jose.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'd kill Whitey. I'd kill Whitey.
Whitey? Who that?
I'd get rid of one of these white people.
See, the thing, if me and Jose are to clash of the races, it's like, I'll kill him, he'll kill me.
And the battle begins again.
It's the never-ending cycle. It's the circle of life.
All right, Terry, your turn. Who would you marry? And who would you kill?
I haven't even thought of that. I have to think of who to kill.
Mine was easy.
So was mine.
I was like, I'll
kill Tyler.
I like all of you pretty equally. Well, not really, but I like all of you.
I would kill Dwight.
Damn.
Because I feel like it's easier because he trusts me.
I think it's because I'm trying to marry you.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of messed up, but okay.
And then I would marry George because he's got money.
I do.
Man, is that George or Ryan?
George got money, dude.
George or Ryan. They got the money.
George got the money and the diploma to back it up. Got it. And he's got the full package.
I just get by with my charm and cunning.
I would avoid Bootsy because I don't know how he feels about me. I can't stress.
Every day would be.
I do not hate you. Oh, wait, no, wait. I don't agree with your decision, but I'll defend to the death.
Different.
Who would you avoid? Who I would avoid?
Trust me.
I would avoid Whitey. I'd avoid Whitey after I kill him. I don't want
to. I
was just about to say the same thing about Tyler. I was like, I don't want to. I want to avoid Tyler because he'd be dead.
I'm gonna have to kill Brenny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
See, I chose Tyler because I feel like he'd be wily. It'd be
just
a challenge.
Tower here.
Tyler, dude, don't underestimate Tyler. He's a tough guy.
I know. I think it'd be fun. We can make it a game.
I'm gonna hunt you.
I'd kill Brady because he'd never see it coming. He'd just be really excited to see us, or you know, me or whoever was there. Just be like,
you go for the hug, just stab in the back.
I'm a vagina. I'd be like, yes, you are a vagina.
I want to change my answer. Ooh. I'd marry all of you one by one and then kill you off and then get all of your money.
No, 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 Terry. Oh, God. Terry, you have to marry all of us.
See, unfortunately, that wouldn't work for you, Terry. I would never marry a black person.
Your plan has been foiled.
You can't have that on the books.
Plan is
foiled. Can't leave a paper trail about that.
Have that on my death record that I've married to a person of the African race.
Well, apparently, Whitey will be avoiding Terry.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid Terry because
we're mutually avoiding each other. It's an understanding.
We respect each other.
You stay on the East Coast, I'll stay on the West.
What's going on here?
What are you doing in my turn?
I respect you.
Too far west.
I'm gonna avoid Whitey because he's the wrong kind of racist.
So wait, so where's the right kind?
Yeah, what's
like
the
me, right and, kind? Me and Jose, we're a little ethnic and we're a little racist, but we mean it.
I'm a little ethnic.
Jose's both ethnics.
We love people.
You could say Jose's got ethnicer than all of
them. Whitey's just a racist.
Well, he's white. Like Whitey's like the essential like racist man.
That's yeah, why they call me Whitey.
That's why I'm going to avoid him.
That's why they call me Whitey.
You make it sound like white people are the only people that can be racist.
He's like the kind of racist that like you have with you at the theater.
I think the exact opposite of that.
Look, I'm a bro. Like Jose, I'm friends with Jose. You know, I mean, we joke about and stuff, but you know, I'm friends with a black man. You know, it's a requirement. I have to have at least one black friend.
But see, Whitey, you're racist for even considering me.
Yeah, I have two. Have to write him up.
We have Terry there, so I have two. But see, it's
you're sort of a backup.
Yeah, you're my backup.
I keep him above quota. So yeah. If something happens to Jose,
you already got a replacement. Bam, right there.
It's like oh.
It's like a spare tire. It's
so like when government comes knocking.
It's like you lost one black friend and you no longer have many black friends. I'm afraid. I got one right here.
Nowhere. Right here.
Okay. Terry. Good game.
Next question. Next question.
Which do you like best, cats with three legs or dogs with five?
I've never seen like cats.
A dog with five?
A dogs cat with five. Three legs or a dog with five legs?
A dog.
Dog with five.
It's a dog, bro.
Know what I mean.
But if I'm with the dog.
Next question.
Like cats.
How many other Team Mongoose members are fans of Rooster Teeth, and would you guys want or try to attend RTX this year?
What?
You're not that extreme of a fan.
Yeah, I like them. I don't watch.
I will watch their videos of like Achievement Hunter and
yeah. I watch Fail of the Week.
There's stuff every so often. I don't religiously follow it, but
When Red vs. Blue was brand new and they were nothing. Like I remember watching that shit in like school, like ditching class to watch that shit in Mr. Silvera's band room.
Hipster Ryan, That's very hipster of you, my good sir.
It was hipster.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on the team
before they were hipsters
is as big a fan of Rooster Teeth as I am.
Like I like the Rage Quit stuff, but I think Dwight wins that one for fucking
nice. I nerd. Do not like the Rage Quit stuff,
dude. Some of them make me laugh because it's like sometimes
it's like shut the fuck up.
It's annoying, but at times I'm like I see myself when I'm like yelling. I'm like fuck. So like it's nice to see it. It's like it relieves you.
I don't like watching stuff where it's like. Where whether or not it's a joke or not, where it's a person being bad at the game, blaming everything on the game.
The thing is, though, is that Michael's actually not bad at games. Like, he's, like, one of the people in... Him and Ray are the two, like, consistently better players on team. Michael's terrible. Rage quit Michael is... he's terrible at Minecraft. He's just not good at it. But when he does the rage quit stuff, they do choose games that, you know... obviously have faults with them because you can't play a good game and be angry at it. You know? I will say Rage Quit it's entertainment. You know, that's what it is.
It's not entertaining to me, though, at all.
Right. On the RTX question, I would love to go, but I'm saving for PAX Prime and I don't want to try to balance two conventions. I just don't have the money.
I have a question.
Who's going to PAX Prime?
We all are.
Everyone.
Everyone.
I'm forcing Alex to go to MegaCon. Like, I'm dragging him
there. Dude, do not take money away from him. He needs to go to PAX.
I bought his ticket to MegaCon.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
You better buy everything, then.
You better pick him up, too.
George, when are you going to hang out with me?
It's going to happen. I promise.
Okay.
Anyways. When are you coming? When are you going to hang out with me is the question.
Well, when are you going to hang out with me? Sure.
I have a gallery.
Are you going to fly?
Huh?
Are you going to fly?
Definitely.
I was thinking about driving.
Why? It's so far for you.
No, from California. Because hopefully we'll be living there by your pack.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we want to be there by August.
Interesting. That's at the end of August. You don't think that's going to be too soon for...
I'm going to have the tickets bought as soon as they release them.
Yeah. I've been following them. I've been trying to keep on top of that.
I haven't seen anything yet, have you?
No.
They're not going to even say anything until, like, spring.
Yeah. Okay, so... Gravy Games asks, if you could have superpowers, what would you have?
TK.
Telekinesis?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to move stuff?
Nope.
Well, yeah. Ooh. Telekinesis.
I'm a sucker.
Me too. More
terrible. I want super.
I want
Mel Gibson.
Did you say Pyro Mel Gibson?
Yeah, you want to be Mel Gibson?
No, I want the superpower Mel Gibson had. I want what women want.
Oh.
Well, I can turn it on and off. Like, sometimes it's, shut up, bitch, I don't want to hear you.
Okay, so you just want, like, telepathy for women?
Because I don't care what bros are saying. Bros got...
I'm just saying is, like, some situations, knowing what a dude's thinking right now could get you, you know, the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wants
like,
TP.
Like, guess the number I'm thinking, or I'm going to rape you. You're going to want to know what that dude's thinking.
Nah, I'm good. Like, I'm not getting
raped. Nah, you're going to swing it?
I'm not getting raped.
I'm pretty good at math.
Do you see?
I'm just saying. It'd be great to know that.
I'd go with telepathy. But yeah, be able to turn it on and off, that'd be key.
Great.
I think it'd be like one of those things where you have to try to like focus a little bit on the person. It's not just like fucking walking around and just blah, 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 blah.
Like you're talking to them and you can always like zone in on them.
For a moment. Yeah. What are you staring at so intensely, you asshole?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just looking at your tits. What?
I would like to conjure and control
her. As you read her mind, it was, I really hope this guy's staring at my tits.
I am.
I just say it aloud. What?
I would really like to control and conjure fire.
I agree with that one, but I'm going to stick with...
I'm just saying, you know, setting up tees and just gas on people's front lawns, which would be so much easier if I could just snap my fingers and just...
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have to actually have the demonstration of a tee and stuff. I think just you being on their lawn in your pajamas... And then just like setting yourself on fire and like a
your
snap.
Pajamas.
And then like do like the little cutthroat thing with your thing and then just walk away. I think that sets the tone.
I would like that one to be able to do that like in the middle, like walking down a main street and ignite myself and start screaming.
just run into a fountain and like put yourself out and be like, oh, huh.
I would like matter manipulation. I want to control matter. All that's
entails. Telekinesis, isn't it?
That's everything.
It's looking a little deeper.
What, do you want to like crush stuff and like bend it
he's
around?
Talking about
stuff?
Turning lead into gold.
Yeah, he's talking about changing like atoms.
Yes.
That's like one of those things where someone asks you what superpower you want, and you're like, all of them.
Yes, basically.
That's basically what you're saying.
Powers I want.
It's like Superman. That's why he's just such a piece
of
shit.
That's why I hate Superman.
I know, right? Because he has
he's
too many
bullshit
things.
Hero. I got laser eye vision and frost breath and super strength and I can fly.
Like Lex Luthor to keep kryptonite all next to him. Then guess what? They gave him cancer. Like, oh, you know, oh, this is the only
you
thing
you want to be Superman? That's cool. You get cancer.
You guys ever notice, like, in the movies, he, like, takes bullets to the chest, but then when they throw a chair at him, he ducks?
It's a chair!
Oh, my God. Because he doesn't want to break it. He appreciates fine craftsmanship.
That's a really nice chair. Look out!
You guys,
that comedy has showed me anything, is that once someone throws a chair, all hell breaks loose.
A long time ago, Kevin Smith was in charge of directing a Superman movie, and then he quit because there was a scene in the movie where Superman would duck behind a rock, and he was like, he was so livid about, like, Superman would not duck behind a rock. That's just not something Superman would do ever. And then he stopped. He was taken off the movie.
He's like, this is wrong.
Nicolas Cage with Superman?
I want to say like, it was, wrong. Yeah. But, yeah. What are the teams for plans? I think he meant, what are the plans for the team, if there are any at the moment? Do we have any plans?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Ethnic yeah, we cleansing.
Do. There you go. Next Terry, question.
Terry, we need to talk, Terry.
Why isn't the Team Mongoose subreddit in use? We're not that heavy in the Reddit.
We and, have one?
We have a Reddit.
We have a subreddit.
When did that happen?
I even have my own subreddit.
There's the answer, then.
Yeah.
Half of us don't even know.
I brought it up one night. It says, like, shit, we got a subreddit. You know? But, yeah, no, this is like, there was nothing in there when I checked, and after I brought it up, I don't know if anybody's ever posted anything. It's like one of those things. It's self-promotion. I don't like that. I don't like putting my stuff out there. If someone else wants to take it and put it up there, fine. By all means, they find it entertaining, and so they probably assume other people will, too, but I'm not going to put my stuff up there and be like, hey, check out my stuff. You know?
Look at
circle
it.
Jerk that shit.
So, I think that's why Reddit should be a community thing. It shouldn't be, like, if we're in charge of all of our own content, then it's not, it loses its magic, you know? So, if you guys want to use this subreddit, fucking go for it.
I don't use Reddit?
Meh.
Yeah. I don't even have an account. Mm-hmm. Terry, do you have an account?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Epic Shinx asks, what can't Whitey say on the podcast? Well, we can't tell you. Excited for the new Pokemon games from Shinx as well. We already talked about that.
Yes. Yep. I don't have a 3DS.
Literally, the
so
next I'll... question after that is, what's everybody's opinion on the new Pokemon games? And then right after that is Jose asking, what HDMI cable should I buy?
It's a real question.
Real talk.
The one from Best Buy.
No, those are expensive.
Yeah, well, you ask. Best
Buy? Those are very expensive.
$60
What are you trying to buy from Best Buy?
It's like a fucking, a 6-inch one is like fucking $80.
Buy it from Monoprice.
I know, but which one should I buy from Monoprice?
Who gives a fuck? It's a goddamn HDMI cable.
Yeah, really. Just what's with you and not being able to pick things today?
I'm indecisive.
They're like what? They range from $3 to $5? Buy the most expensive
one. Make it
one.
Sound like it's going to be this great regret if you don't get the
I
right
want to buy
the
it
HDMI
is.
Cable.
It really is. I want to buy one that's like 50 feet.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
It seems a little excessive.
Gee fucking
that is a little excessive. I've bought 15-foot HDMI cables, and I still haven't used like the full length of them.
I wish I would have bought a longer HDMI.
I kind of want to get a 15. I was trying to get a 20, but I'm not sure yet.
15 is a good length, trust
me. I wish I would have got a 15 and not a 10.
Yeah.
Because my TV's mounted, and then my computer's on the floor.
Everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Indian asks, do you enjoy being as sexy as you all are? And then a weird O face.
Yes.
You know, I really don't enjoy being as sexy as I am. It's a real burden. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Next question.
That's the end of the questions right now. They're still coming in, but we burned through them pretty quick because most of the time our answer is yes.
Or we can't tell you.
It's a strong answer.
Yeah.
Oh, guys,
we go
I
on a fucking long ass conversation about goddamn pimples.
Yes. Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah. Everything.
A few things wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, Baguette got a laptop.
Yes.
Getting a laptop.
Well, it's in the mail.
I asked her in the stream, I was like, how did that happen? Somebody tell me.
Well, Baguette's. Yeah.
He had his chip in for like 3 months or something like that. And I asked him how much money he had saved up and everything like that. And asked him what he needed. And he was like, he was about to drop money on like this used laptop from someone at his work. She had a spare laptop. It was some MSI laptop, $200, and it was just, it was garbage. Like, the specs he was telling me about it, I was like, okay, sure, $200 is an okay price for that, but how about we not do that, and then we try to, you know, raise you a little bit more money to buy yourself, you know, like, this laptop that just so happens to be on sale on Newegg right now for $550 with an i5 in it, 6 gigs of RAM, and good integrated graphics and stuff.
And I'm guessing the other one was like a dual core with like
it
maybe...
It was a dual core, yeah.
With maybe 4 gigs of RAM. And that's maybe.
I don't even know if it had 4 gigs of RAM.
It might have been 2.
But it had a terrible graphics card in it, and it was just, it was all bad.
But the one he's getting now, the dual core graphics card, does it have?
It's integrated graphics, but it's Ivy Bridge, the newest integrated graphics. It's called Intel 4000 something. And it's actually pretty decent.
What kind of computer is it? Like a Dell or a...
It's a ASUS, I believe.
Mm. Dude, I love those fucking laptops. Those are the ones that make me want to try to get a laptop because they just look really, really good.
Well, no. I think you're thinking of the laptop I bought. I got a laptop, too.
But I even saw, even random ASUS ones like that aren't like the Republic of Gamer one, or like they're just their desktops. I mean, their laptops are great.
Yeah.
Like, no, I like ASUS, how they look.
ASUS makes good shit.
ASUS is just, it's...
They're on their game.
They're amazing, man. Mm-hmm. I wish that this my second monitor wasn't dying. It's ASUS, but it's had its good run. I still need to take it apart and see if I can't fix it.
Like you fixed the last one you took apart.
Hey, Whitey.
I did.
Yo.
I'm pretty sure you have that one.
Yeah.
Do you use fight sticks for fighting games?
Say what, George?
Do you use fight sticks, the arcade cabinet sticks?
Yeah, I have an arcade stick, yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you some links.
I eat.
All right.
I want to get an arcade stick so I can play some Street Fighter on my computer. That's a good game. Shut up.
Why would I need that, George? Mine's dual modded.
I want one.
Oh. Oh.
How deep into this are we?
We can end it.
Balls deep.
Let's end it and go play some cards. Right.
George?
Yeah, you want to stream some cards?
I always want to play cards now.
It's
George,
fun.
I know you have money, so I'm just going to
like... You don't
like
cards, Terry?
I don't not like it. You guys want to play like every night now, though. That
is good. I missed it.
I know.
I think Ryan wants to play it because I invited him the other night, and he really wanted to come play, but he couldn't. And so
I can only see the same cards over and over again.
Yeah.
Can you check out what pack we play?
I choose all the packs every time we play, but maybe I can not choose some and we'll get some of the other ones, because I feel like we do get some of the other ones a lot. You know, maybe I'll just choose like second edition and other crap like that.
There you go. All right, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, Jose, you wanna take us out the way you took us in?
Do Walter Mercado.
I don't know. I'll just do the... Gracias por venir al Team Mongoose Podcast número 86. Gracias.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, my God.
Put it on. Makeup. Yeah, it's not really dyed. The eyebrows aren't. Yeah, like these. I was listening to dubstep before a lot of you were wearing diapers, alright? Which means before you were born!
that, don't you? Put it on. Makeup. Yeah, it's not really dyed. The eyebrows aren't. Yeah, I like these. I was listening to dubstep before a lot of you were wearing diapers, alright? You like that, don't you?